This Sunday's readings, my friends, deal with the relationship between the powers on earth and the power of God in heaven. How are they related to each other, if they are? In the first reading, for example, we hear of this king of Persia, Cyrus, arguably one of the most powerful men of his time. He decided to bring back to Jerusalem the Jews. With his decree, Cyrus was undoing what other king, the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had decided some 70 years before. And, well, you can imagine, as a Jew, you could think, what's the point of all this? The king of Babylon has decided to move us, to exile us, and has brought us to Babylon. And now, another king, in his own criterion, has decided to move us again and to bring us back to Jerusalem. Where is God in all this? The kings on this earth are deciding over us. Our will, but more importantly, God's will is really acting. Is it really relevant in all this? That's the big question. We know that the human will has the power to decide many different things. And we often find ourselves on the hands of human decisions, people deciding for us. A powerful king or a powerful president of the republic or a powerful general of the army decides something. And the lives of hundreds of thousands of people are changed just by the decree, just by the will of one particular person. Where is God when this happens? In the first reading, the short answer is, even powerful people are just instruments of God's will. The Bible offers an interpretation of all of these facts, the decision of Nebuchadnezzar and the decision of Cyrus. They truly acted as free people, but through their decisions, also God was guiding human history. It's a sort of mystery, I know. The Lord spoke and said, I have called you by your name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. These words were addressed to Cyrus, who was born, grew up, and died as a pagan. He publicly never acknowledged any kind of faith regarding the Jewish God. He was not interested at all. He was acting according to his own will. But the Bible offers this interpretation, that it was God's decision, truly. Because when the Jews went to the exile, that was a great lesson, and that was a sort of purification for the people. And when they came back, that was a great consolation, and that was a magnificent display of mercy coming truly from God. So the powerful people, the kings, were deciding by themselves, but at the same time, their decisions had a bigger impact than they could imagine. Their decisions were showing God's will and were making possible God's plan to go forth. And that can explain what we find in the Gospel of today. A tricky question was posed before Jesus Christ. They, the Pharisees and the Herodians, asked Jesus, "Tell us, what is your opinion? It is lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Whatever Jesus would reply would put him in trouble, because if he said yes, well, that means you are recognizing the power of Caesar, and you know the Roman Caesar was presented as divine. Tiberius, divine, divine Tiberius. On the other hand, if Jesus said it is not lawful, it is not according to God's law to pay the tax, well, that would present Jesus as a rebel, and of course that would make him subject to punishment by the Romans. Pharisees and Herodians. Pharisees regarded themselves as true holders of God's law. Herodians were in some sense people in cooperation with the Roman Empire, because this Herod that was king over Judea was in friendship and in relationship, in tandem, we could say, with Pontius Pilate, the procurator of the Romans. What we learn from all this is that they were trying to trap Jesus. Whatever he says, we got him. We catch him. And the answer of Jesus is so clever. It has been admired and repeated many times, and it is only fair to do that. Jesus said, according to this translation, this is the official translation for the United States of America, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." I would like to emphasize the verb that is used in this translation, repay. I went down to the Greek term. The verb in the Greek original we have is apodidomi. Apodidomi means to give away, to give back, to pay, to repay, to pay back. There is a bunch of related meanings with this word. But it is probable that the true meaning is what we find in this translation, repay. It's a sort of payment. You are receiving something from the Roman Empire. This could explain the word Jesus used, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites?" They were acting as hypocrites, not only because they were concealing their true intention, but also because they were receiving so much from the Roman Empire. They were using the money of the Roman Empire, and they were, to some extent, protected by the Roman army. But they would like to appear as contrary to the Romans, while making profit of their friendship with the Romans. This is hypocrisy. This is to be a hypocrite, I mean. And the Lord is denouncing these people. Repay to Caesar. If you are getting something, pay something. Don't play the hypocrite. If you are getting something, pay something. On the other hand, take into account how much you receive from God. And that, by the same token, repay to God. Give yourself to God. All that you have received from God should be returned in thanksgiving, in praise, in humble and loving service to God. It is a perfect answer. The question of today is, how are related the powers on earth and the power of the God in heaven? And what we learn is, we all receive from the countries or kingdoms or counties we live in, we receive. So it is fair that we repay what we must repay. Nonetheless, recognizing that we ourselves belong to God and that we receive from Him everything that is worthy, everything that is beautiful, everything that is true. May the Lord enlighten our minds so that we can serve the Lord in the best way and we can be fair and just with the powers and governments and institutions on earth.